Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf in Practice. There's a chidah in his, one of his many svarim called the Torah Lishma. He writes as follows. When it comes to the mitzvah of Shalach Manos, a person sends Shnei Manos Ish L'Re'eyu, that one friend has to send another friend to Manos. He says that a person cannot place both of those manos, both of those items, in the same kli. Why not? Because the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Tzadi Aleph Amud Beis tells us that when something is in a kli, it's all considered one unit. It's talking about moving, transporting chardel and different types of vegetables on Shabbos. So the Gemara invokes a concept that agai eged kli lo shme eged. When you have something in the kli, it doesn't combine all the foods, all the produce together. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, he says afilu mle chardel, even if it's all of a little mustard seeds, one's pater, because if you moved out only part of the kli, and the other part of the kli is still inside the house, that's not a full tzah. Why? Kesavar eged kli shmei eged. When you have a kli, everything's combined as one unit. So even though the mustard seeds are separate, and individual mustard seeds have stepped outside or been brought outside the house, since the other mustard seeds in the same kli are in the house, it's as if the entire object is one unit and hasn't yet left. And we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan always, that's how they paskin down in the Rambam, and therefore, says the chidah, when it comes to Shalach Manos, when you put two manos in one kli, it unifies it as one mana, and one has not fulfilled the mitzvah of Shalach Manos. Now, this is an incredible chumrah of the chidah, and accordingly, no one would fulfill the mitzvah, because come on, everyone I've seen, almost everyone, it's brought in one basket, one bag, and people don't fulfill the mitzvah of Shalach Manos. So Rav Shmerich writes in his Tshuvos V'Hanogos, he says, it's only true when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, this din. This din has nothing to do with the Shalach Manos, whether you put it in one kli or not a kli. That doesn't change the status of the being a Shnei Manos or one mana. He says, it's a pshita that one does fulfill the mitzvah, and it's also the understanding of Rav Azner. So it is an interesting chidah trying to extend it over to the mitzvah of Shalach Manos, but in the end of the day, the poskim say, and they're melamed tchus, not only melamed tchus, but they truly believe this, that one does fulfill the mitzvah, even though they're both in the same clique.